Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. We are grateful to Allah. Allah Ta'ala has to us people in Ramadan with goodness, with well-being. Allah has brought us here. And we are hopeful with Allah's mercy that the rest of Ramadan as well, Allah Ta'ala, with the same grace and the same mercy, He will allow us to complete. Now if we see Ramadan came and it's also gone, it's departed. Ramadan has refreshed our complete deen. No part of the deen was present in which about which Ramadan has not made us practice. Every part of every sector Ramadan has enabled us to practice, because Ramadan isn't just restrained to these 30 days. Rather, Ramadan is explaining to us how to live our complete life. Listen to this clearly. We think that this is just 30 days in Ramadan, and then after that we're free. That whatever I've earned in Ramadan is enough. No, this is not the case, brothers. Ramadan, these 30 days, Allah has made us practice. With His grace, with His mercy, we were off the tracks, deviated, lazy, unaware. We were negligent in our practice. We used to not complete the salah properly. We had no desire or passion for good deeds. We didn't have the understanding of recitation of Quran. So Allah Ta'ala gave us such a month in which, with His hikmah, with His wisdom, in this way, Allah Ta'ala has given us the ability to practice amal, that every human being, person like me, weak, a person just like me as well, started to run towards the masjid and pray salah. That all life, all year long, those who didn't open the Quran, they have completed 2, 3, 4 Qurans over. And every person, if we see, was busy, man, woman, children, love for the masjid, love for the Quran, that in the normal days, Isha, we didn't pray the nafil, Allah's mercy, that 20 rak'ah Allah Ta'ala made us practice. So this is all Allah's, that He has enabled us to do. And He made us strong. Now Ramadan is going, so is that it? Are we free? Back to what we were before? No. This is then the waste of all that effort. The life we have, the number of days we have to spend, just like we use the time in Ramadan, spend the time in Ramadan. Allah says, this is your standard of life for a mu'min. The standard for a mu'min's life is just like it is during Ramadan. These things aren't just restricted to Ramadan. Rather, Allah Ta'ala said that a mu'min wants to be successful in the hereafter, wants to be saved from hellfire, who wants to go into paradise, who wants Allah's radha, then this is his style, the style of Ramadan. This is what we should do. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, in the whole of Ramadan, Allah has given us ajeeb, unique hikmah and wisdom. If we look at this, that when Ramadan started, then Allah ta'ala, with His hikmah, He started a unique system, that our biggest enemy, shaitan, our biggest enemy, shaitan. Obviously, our story started from here. So Allah Ta'ala imprisoned him, our biggest enemy. End of story. Yes, all of shaitan, his workers and jinnat, etc. Allah Ta'ala shackled them, chained them, imprisoned them. Why? Because here, Allah Ta'ala wanted to show us a secret. Allah Ta'ala wanted to open up a secret, a very big secret. What's this secret that Allah Ta'ala wanted to show us and open up on? That if you can control shaitan, because at the moment I've controlled shaitan, Allah said. Allah said, if you control shaitan, then the rest of your life can be spent like Ramadan. This is a very important point for us. That by controlling shaitan, imprisoning shaitan, Allah gave the message that the treasures of the rest of your life are the same as Ramadan, but in this way you have to spend the rest of your life just like you did in Ramadan. Today, right now, Allah says, I've controlled shaitan, but if you control shaitan and understand his tricks, and games. And this is the guarantee, inshallah, that your life will pass just like Ramadan. So this is the message, the biggest message of Ramadan. That, you know, we were so brave and courageous in Ramadan, running to the masjids, completing Quran recitation, nafl salah, everything. This is Allah's favor that shaitan is not with us. Yes, understand this point. Shaitan, from the first day, Allah imprisoned him, controlled him. Shaitan wasn't with us. Why? Because what does he do? Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will share with you a hadith and the actions of shaitan, what he does with us. Rasulullah explained this to us. Allah's Nabi explained this to us. Nabi said that what does shaitan do with you? That the human being, he goes inside the human being, inside every human being, and he goes inside and on his heart, he makes his abode. He sticks to the heart. Now, that we have our heart, obviously, which does everything. So shaitan goes into the heart of every human being and attaches to it. When he controls the heart, then the heart, his mind, comes into the control of shaitan, that person. And then from there, shaitan, he does such an action that he puts such an injection on the heart that he instills thoughts into the person. This is the master of the two worlds, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is mentioning this hadith, and this is in for Zaili Amal. So he works on that person. There was a pious elder, and mashallah, very famous and great wali of Allah, Hazrat Mujaddad al-Afthani, rahmatullah, everyone's aware of him. And once he did dua to Allah, he requested Allah, he's a friend of Allah, so obviously Allah Ta'ala accepts their duas. He said, Ya Allah, that how does shaitan do this? That Allah, please have mercy on me and show me, what does he do? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enabled him with his mercy and made him munkashif, and he saw. Allah enabled him to see, and he saw in the heart that shaitan is in the form of like a mosquito, and he sat on the heart. You know, just like a mosquito. Yeah, he sits on all of our hearts. This is his headquarters. Remember this. His base. Quran and Hadith are telling us, we don't know these things. Allah's Nabi is explaining this to us, so listen attentively. Because Ramadan, we need to continue throughout the rest of our life, and it will become like this, inshallah. Listen carefully to what I'm saying. So, that Allah Ta'ala showed to Hazrat Mujaddad al-Afthani that shaitan, he sat in the heart, on the heart, and you know, just like a needle, a pin, and he pierces the heart, like an injection, after every few seconds. And he goes into the heart, then the thoughts are created in the person's heart. Oh, forget that. Why do I need to leave? Oh, leave it. Why pray Salah? Oh, let's go and do this action. Obviously, shaitan, when he injects somebody, then it won't be the corona injection. Will it be that he'll be healthy after that? He'll say, destroy this person. So all of the evil and vice, and he inserts that into the heart of that human being. And that poor soul, human being, is stuck. He's trapped. That he is injected such thoughts into his heart. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in Ramadan, first thing that Allah ta'ala did was that Allah ta'ala removed shaitan from us and controlled him. And we became courageous, and where there was no waswasa, his work became less, his games were less. Whenever we feel like praying salah, praying tahajjud, alhamdulillah, keeping the fast, staying hungry, reciting, all of this, the reason for this is this, that shaitan's injections were less on our hearts. My friends, that it's not our achievement. It's not achievement. I'm the same, you're the same person, isn't it? The body, what we were 1 month before. If we see so many people, they didn't used to come to the masjid. How are they arriving to the masjid? That those weak women, how did they wake up and pray tahajjud? And how comes they're reciting so much Quran all year long? We can't open it. So the reason for this is that our enemy, special enemy, he is not attacking us. And we are free. Free from above Allah's Nuraniyat and Ramadan, mashallah, Allah's grace, Allah's mercies. Enjoyment beyond enjoyment for us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave this message that all the work you've done in Ramadan, the actions, the deeds, is not your achievement. That my hikmah, I wanted to show you, make it apparent to you, one point, that the rest of your life, just like Ramadan, I'm given to you, Allah said, not Ramadan, but the rest of your life should be accordance, in accordance with just like the way Ramadan was spent. Whoever doesn't spend their life like this, he'll be a failure. Person who leaves salah, how can he be successful? Person who lies, how can he be successful? Person who does non-shari actions, how can he go into paradise? Jannah. Pray salah some and leave some salah, how can he be successful? Allah's Nabi says some hadith, have we not read this, that one salah for a human being, if he does not pray in jama'ah, congregation, just like this, asr salah, one salah, if he doesn't pray, Allah's Nabi says, so severe anger that I feel like I take all the people in the locality, I gather all the firewood, and I set that person's house on fire. Rahmatul Alamin, his mercy to the universe. He's saying this. So, Minyu, how can we think we're surviving? How can we survive like this? That we are burning in hellfire, brothers. Allah Ta'ala's message we need to understand, and Ramadan has just come to say this, that Ramadan, do good deeds, amass deeds, and be happy. Yes, I'm successful, mashallah, Eid's come, put the clothes on, and we're free. No. Totally not. If we go back to that old ways, Shaitan will be released. You'll be freed. You'll be freed. And on the day of Eid, you will see the games. Yes, not this, that there'll be a big difference in Ramadan and in the next day. On the day of Eid, you will see the games. Me and you, what will we do? That's it, Yaro, forget it. Zuhur, oh, it's okay, Ramadan's gone now. What difference does it make? No one's going to get up. No, Fajr, we'll have to get up due to Eid Salah. But Dhuhr Salah, see how many people will be missing. Musallis. Asr Salah, how many people become Musallis? And in our hearts, there'll be a lack of futur. Because he will have come inside and he will have put his mouth onto our heart. And this is a scan by who? Imamul Anbiya, Rasulullah is telling us this fact. Say, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. He's explaining this to us, telling us this. That all of this achievement, you understand the Ramadan, how you pass like this? Why? The shaitan was imprisoned, controlled, the heart was released, made free. When his heart was made free, because the heart is the heart of the mu'min. Why? Because in that is La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah is inside the heart. So it's Nur ala Nur, and it's got light in it, the enemy's gone. So then in the heart becomes happiness. It's the fitrah, the nature of a mu'min, that go and prostrate to your Lord. He's following the natural law. This is a natural way. When a person's thirsty, naturally, quickly go and drink water. If you're hungry, your natural tendency will say, if you're hungry, then you won't say, oh, let's go to sleep. You won't say, let me do some other action or go to see my friends. No, when you're hungry, nothing is nice for you. The most nicest thing for you is the bread, the chapati. Even if it's a dry bread or chapati with yogurt, you say, this is very good food, the best food. This is fitrat, nature. So what means nature? Fitrat is that when the human being in front of him is the time for salah, this is the real natural way of life for a mu'min. This is unnatural. It's non-fitra, just like a person, a human being, and he's not feeling hungry, what will we say? That person, he's living unnatural life. Why isn't he feeling hungry? Why doesn't hunger overtake him? Why doesn't he eat food? He's a human being. He should eat food. We'll say this. It's unnatural. We'll become happy, quickly taken to the doctor. He's not getting hunger. Doctor Sahib, he doesn't feel hungry. He's not eating for 2-3 days. Is it? Quickly, he'll check your pulse. Okay, right. I'll prescribe a tablet. He should eat food. Me and you, have we ever thought that in our house, salah is not being prayed? What's the problem? There's immodesty. What's the problem? The Quran, we're far from it. What's the problem? This haram actions. What's the problem? These are non-natural actions, tendencies, inclinations. Person who once has recited the kalima, alhamdulillah, his heart becomes full of nur, his body has changed. A mu'min's body at that time, Allah changes. Soon as he is born, the mu'min in his ear, when the adhan takbir is recited, end of story, he's gone. He saw that the color has overtaken him. Sibghatullah, the color of Allah has overtaken that person. Sibghatullah. His natural life in his veins and in his arteries, the kalam of Allah has arrived in his natural way of life, is to love the Quran. Into his nature has come to love the Kaaba, Baytullah, to see dreams of Medina, to do dhikrullah. And all of Rasulullah's sunnah to amal on this, it's come into his nature. The kalam has delivered this to him. It's not a new thing, but if you're not doing this, this means that we are unnatural. We are unnatural human beings. We are not natural. We are not natural human beings. We are not those people, the natural tendencies that should be there. So Ramadan came. So he said that the reason for this is that you are away from Allah. You are challenging Allah. Who can do this?
So I know what is the cause of this. The problem here is this, that your enemy is sat inside you, and he's preying on you, he's playing games with you. And he said to me, Allah Ta'ala said, that when you were released to the earth and there was a quarrel with you, with Adam alayhi salam, so he said to me, Mawla, give me some time, I'm not going to leave them until I don't deliver them to Jahannam. Allahu Akbar. We've forgotten this story. We've become true friends of Shaitan. True friend. Ramadan comes, and then with Allah's karam, Shaitan's in prison. We prayed these salahs. Remember this. So Allah Ta'ala made us practice, just like, you know, the soldiers, they practice, yes, outside when they train, etc. Then they're sent to the real situation. So Allah says, after 30 days, go to the real playing field. So it's not that I'm going to control Shaitan all the time. Why have I created you? Jahadu. Make effort. Strive. Ramadan, you'll get there all the time. You'll get the Tarawih. You think all the time the Noor will come to you. No, no. Allah says, look at the other days. Yes, Allah says, look at the previous people. The Shaitan, he's released the rest of the days. And then you see the quarrels and murder and fighting, fasad, no salah, all these actions. There's some people who pray salah, who have controlled salah. Only he can pray salah who's controlled Shaitan. Say subhanallah. You understand what I'm saying? This is not a speech I'm giving. This is a very important point I'm sharing with you. Maut, understand maut, understand maut, brothers. It's very close to us. It's very close to us. That night of the grave, understand it. Think about those questions of the grave. Think about the environment of the grave. Such a time is about to come to us. Those who have gone, think about those who have departed already. This is not a joke. This is not a joke. We're present here. This is not ours. This dunya is artificial for us. It's artificial. It's not real. Remember this. Every second is not ours. Every moment is not ours. It's Allah's seconds. It's Allah's moments. 1 second goes, we're going further down into the grave. Think about this point. Yes, that person will not succeed there. A person who doesn't pray salah will not succeed there. Shaitan's action will not succeed there. Those who don't practice the sunnah rusul will not succeed there. Man rabbuka, first question will ask you. Then the world, did you recognize me? Allah said, did you obey me? Man rasulukum, did you obey the sunnahs of Rasulullah? What answer will we give? Shaitan is destroying us. Whole life long for us, just like spending the Ramadan. This not a question doesn't arise that we don't spend the rest of our life like this. The question doesn't arise. This is the game for the mu'min. Salah. Because this is in our fitrat, in our nature. Just like the hungry person, and he enjoys when he's eating. Oh, I'm enjoying myself. Oh, I hate food today. I'm enjoying. Same way namazi, it's in his fitrat, natural way of life. After praying salah, he's enjoying. He's rejoicing. Ah, I'm enjoying myself. Salah has given me sukoon. I was upset before that. The person naturally follows his way of life. Naturally, in this way, alhamdulillah, he'll get sakina, comfort, through sujood and prostration. Because this in his natural life, he's getting the food. This is the food of his iman. Say subhanallah. So this is the life we should live. So what do we need to do? Ramadan is teaching us that I have controlled shaitan, Allah says in Ramadan. Now you need to control shaitan after Ramadan. You need to control shaitan. Tell me how hard is it? And a beautiful, fantastic task. It's a weird task, you could say. But Allah said that you have to do this, otherwise you'll remain like monkeys and apes. And the fire of Jahannam, be ready for it. You won't be able to succeed if you do not control shaitan. So you need to try and make effort to control shaitan so that your salahs are corrected. So your life is correct. Otherwise, never will your life be good. The human being's life will never be good. Subhanallah. What a big, big lesson. Allah has explained to us. Allah showed to his wali that how shaitan does his work. Okay, so what's our duty? What's our task? Totally 100% our duty for every mu'min. Open your ears and listen. Raise your ears and listen that we have to live the rest of our life just like we spent the time in Ramadan, whether it's 10 years, 5 years. This is our target. This is our target. Forget Ramadan now. Ramadan's gone, man. Finished. Now we need to go out to the real playing field. The real playing field. Not that we'll be forgiven due to Ramadan. No. The whole of our life for Muhammad should be Ta'at Rasul. When he comes to the grave, he is my Rasul. Otherwise, he won't be able to speak, my brothers. You know, we said we are Shaykh Rasul, lovers of Rasul, we're this and that, we're crying. Nasheeds will shriek out, scream out. This drama will not succeed afterwards. Only he will say, he's my Rasul who obeyed Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Who imitated him. He who imitated him. Who lived his life according to Rasulullah's ways. Who followed the sunnahs. Obeyed the sunnahs. He will say with passion. Who doesn't know him? Of course he's my Nabi. I knew him before outside in the world. And I know him now as well. For automatically from his mouth. Me and you. The friends of Allah, we can share with them that in the grave, what were the questions that were presented to them? The walis of Allah that were showed in the grave, in the dream. My colleague, I went to the grave, this happened. And for example, that I come, now if I continue like that, then we'll lose the message. I'll come to the message that have pity in your homes, on your families, on your children, on your awlad, have pity in your relatives. The yar, what are you doing? You're going to Jahannam. You're going to fire. Then the Ramadan is given the cure. The solution. Ramadan is giving the cure, the pity, and I will tell you the cure, the solution. The shaitan, control shaitan, control shaitan. People should control shaitan. Okay, now. So now Allah the Nabi Sallam has told us that shaitan, when he pierces your heart, injects your heart, what is the solution? How to control shaitan? Rasulullah is telling us, say subhanallah, subhanallah. No wali is telling us this. No kutub is telling us. No mufti sahib, no mulana, who's telling us? Imamul Anbiya, head of the prophets, is telling us the solution. From His Rahmah, His Fadl, Allah Ta'ala has given us Ramadan Sharif and the recitation of Quran. He wants to save His Ummah. He's telling us everything. He said, look, I'll explain to you now how you can control shaitan if you do this. And guarantee, Allah Ta'ala said, that shaitan will not dare to come near to you. Say subhanallah. Subhanallah. He won't dare, he will melt like water. He'll become. Allah's Nabi is explaining this, that I was sent empty without any learning, education to this world, but you don't do these actions. That's why you're wretched. And that's why the whole Ummah is wretched. It's failed because it doesn't do this action. It makes shaitan its friend. That's why it's a failure. So how do we do this? What's the solution? Listen now, how did Rasulullah explain, prescribe, how we can control shaitan, overtake shaitan? Will we win over him, brothers? Yes. This is not a drama, a reality I'm sharing with you. That's why we'll understand that we're saved. The Ramadan, we tried, we made effort, we've completed that training, it's completed today, or will be completed soon. Wallahi, ask such a person, the friends of Allah, that how the rest of the year they enjoyed that taste of Ramadan. That from morning we wake up Ramadan, just like we wake up Ramadan, we pray tahajjud the same way. 15 juz, we pray every day, recite every day, and we pray charsh and the wabeen. What do you think is Ramadan given to us? Say subhanallah. They said, Ramadan, what do you think did it give to us, brothers? That we didn't give us any new thing, alhamdulillah. We are the same the rest of the life, the rest of the year, our routine's the same. Ramadan's gone, come, we don't know. No difference. It just says that we won't even know when we're going to Jannah, subhanallah, we won't notice the difference. Look, people like this who spent their lives with this kalama that me and you have recited, are we animals? Are we some other food or bread we eat that they didn't eat? And is there other water we drink? No, we are the same. We also eat the treasures that Allah Ta'ala gave, the same that they do. They did. The difference is that they took Allah's treasures and ni'mas and make friendship with Allah. We take Allah's ni'mah, we make friendship with shaitan. That's the difference. This is the difference. What a big difference. They are consuming Allah's ni'mas. And the Allah, the Lord, they consume the ni'mas Allah has given. So they make friendship with Allah. We take Allah's ni'mas. And then we make friendship with His enemy. We eat from Allah. We say, Allah, no, I'm not going to listen to you. I'm not going to pray your salah. I'm going to sleep during Fajr. I'm not going to listen to you, Allah. Forget that today. This action, that action. Forget that. But those people, the pious people, all the rest of the year, Ramadan or not Ramadan, it's the same. Because they know shaitan, they've controlled him in such a way, he doesn't come close to them. From doesn't come close to their generations, to their children. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. So what did Allah's Nabi Sallam tell us? He said, look, that he showed to them, the walis of Allah, Mujaddad al-Uftani rahmatullah alayhi, that look, shaitan, what does he do with you? So you can explain to your murids, to your students, and say that I've seen with my eyes. Explain to your students, I've seen with my eyes. So they can have yaqeen on this point. So he saw shaitan, he's piercing the heart. He's biting, and the children there, his children are there, his tribes are there, his friends are there, they're all there grabbing a human being and they're biting him and doing their work. Subhanallah. Now Allah Nabi said the tariqah of extracting him, eliminating him, I'll tell you the way. Start doing dhikr of Allah. Start doing, what action should you start to do? To start doing the dhikr of Allah. Soon as the pious elder said that when I started the dhikr of Allah, I hadn't even started, and shaitan immediately he ran away from my heart. Then when I stopped doing dhikr, I saw, and he's telling us this, maybe it's in this kitab, he said that I stopped doing dhikr, let me see, and such a great wali Allah, he passed, such a great wali Allah, the monk from, he's from Sarhan Sharif in Hindustan, in India. His grave is present, Mujaddad al-Aftani, which he has the great big order, Naqshbandi Silsila. And he is the founder, just like Qadri Silsila, and he is the founder, you say, founder.
hundreds of thousands of murids and kings and other people, so many people. So Nurani, the heart, when he left dhikr, shaitan came back. He said when shaitan came back, after doing so much mujahidat and effort striving, Nurani insan, that darkness came over my heart. Allahu Akbar. He said, my emotions changed. Dirty thoughts started coming to me. Bad actions come into the heart. Such a great individual, personality, about whom, if I start telling you about him, you'll be amazed and shocked what maqam he had. He revived the Sharia, he revived the Sunnah in India, Hindustan, in the Indian subcontinent. He clashed with the kings to revive the Sunnah of Rasul, Akbar king, this king. He cooled them all down. Such a great wali Allah, such a friend of Allah in his hal, because shaitan, when he comes inside, he left dhikr, shaitan came inside, when he pierced and bit, he said, my emotions changed suddenly, my heart, it changed suddenly. He said, what's happened here to me? He was afraid suddenly that I live and noor inside me. And if this happens to a person like that, we were broken down. We're so used to, we made him our solid friend. We don't care about shaitan. Ramadan, we're just celebrating Ramadan. Passing Ramadan. So he suddenly started to do the dhikr of Allah. As soon as he started, emotions, two feelings overcame him. Suddenly, his heart became Nurani again and those good emotions came back to him. Subhanallah, he's grateful to Allah. Oh, I was a failure. I thought I'm a goner. So then he's waiting that as soon as he becomes ghafil, then I'll attack him. Shaitan's waiting. So this is the game, the connection between us and shaitan, my friends. Tell me, how much do we do dhikr of Allah? Oh, I will go to that peer. I'll go to this person. I want to get taweed from him. Hindu, Sikh, Christian. Everyone goes to that person to get taweed or a potion or a solution. This has become our aqidah. And magic and games and tricks and trances and that. We do all of this because our iman is gone. Then shaitan makes him weak. He said, no, you'll get success. Go to that person. He makes him do shirk. He makes him far from Allah, makes him do wrong actions. So yes, what a beautiful message. The message of Ramadan I'm sharing with you. Ramadan started from here. Shaitan went and illumination light came and Ramadan came. Shaitan has come back and then the other life will come. You'll see this. So we need to control that. To control that, we've been given the method, the dhikr of Allah. The dhikr of Allah. Has Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu's hadith, I will share with you. I will confirm this point to you now. He stated that if there's a person who is desirable of getting up in the night, he's weak. We are very weak with regards to the deen brothers. Praise Allah. Oh, yaar. I don't feel like it, I've got a headache. That same person, after 1 hour, you see him at the shop. 8 hours, you'll see him working. That same person saying, I'm weak, I've got a headache, my body's broken down, I'll pray at home, okay. That same person, 10 hours, you'll see at the shop, at the workplace, working, you'll see him. So Allah's Nabi is saying, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said, that if you are weak, and salah is difficult for you, you become so weak because to salah is hard for you to get up in the morning. If for tahajjud you're told, you say, oh tahajjud, oh man, this is very hard. The same tahajjud time you're told, go and stand at the marketplace, the market street, you get so much benefit. Then tahajjud time 2 hours before that, he'll wake up and go there. I've seen people do this all night long. They travel. In the morning they put up the market stall in the winter, cold climate. So what's this? The same human being, the reason for this is this, that one thing that shaitan is helping him, making him his friend, and he's going towards Allah, then he pierces the heart and puts the injection. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with him, he said that Rasulullah has stated that if you are weak and you're frail in salah, I'll pray at home, I won't pray in jama'ah, congregation, if these are your feelings and this is present within you, and you become weak and frail and useless going to Allah's deen, to regards to Allah's ibadah, then the next thing is mentioned. The little points, examples, the whole deen we can take from these statements, hadith, and if you're weak, yes, for keeping the fast you're weak, to do good actions, ibadat, you're weak. They stated, if you're weak and you're not strong in doing these actions, and you are bakhil, you are miser in spending. Very hard, isn't it, to spend money? Yes, very hard to give zakat with a hardship, or give zakat, and we can't take zakat, then how will you spend nafil? So a person like this is bakhil, he's a miser, stingy.
Yes, he can buy big sets to put into his house with ease. You'll see from here so far, the whole wall, make it cover the wall, that set. That, yeah, so just like we're looking at in the house, the drama. Is this not our standard? We'll spend on these devices, thousands of pounds, but in Allah's path, oh no, no, it's too hard. I can't spend money in Allah's way. Zakat, we do, we play games, we'll ask 10 masail. Do we have to pay here? Can I fulfill my zakat from here? Can I save for 10 pounds of zakat? We'll play games. Tricks. Thousands of masala, I'm in debt, I have to repay the loans. This is called bakhil, miser person in Allah's path to spend the money, subhanAllah. But ask a wali Allah. That if a guest comes himself, he'll go hungry, but he'll feed the guest. Why? Because he has controlled shaitan. So listen here. That if you're weak in deen, you're for salah, you're weak. That you have no strength to practice salah, you're weak and frail. To spend in Allah's way, you're weak and miserly and stingy. And in Allah's way, path, to go out in Allah's path, to make effort, you are a coward. You're a coward. Cowardice is everything. Your Rasulullah said in du'as, Allah, he sought refuge in being a coward. As al-qasal al-bukhl, there's a big disease inside a person. Cowardice. The worst people, the person who's a coward, the person who's miserly, doesn't even give to his family members the money. Yes, such disease and illness. So Rasulullah said, if you've got these weaknesses and emotions within you and they've been developed within you, I'll tell you the cure for this. The solution, what's that? Allahu Akbar. Aha, what a beautiful cure and solution. Aktharu dhikrullah. These are the words of Hadith, not dhikrullah. Faktharu. That do dhikr in kathir, abundance, high quantity. Every disease of yours will come out. If you are weak in praying salah and you are frail, then you will fly. Just like in Ramadan you went, you will fly to salah. Why? Because when you do dhikr of Allah, shaitan will come into your control. Shaitan will run away from you. Shaitan will run away from you due to dhikrullah. Then you'll be the same human being. Just like in Ramadan you prayed salah, the rest of the year you will pray salah. Subhanallah. So do you want to become like this namazi, the Ramadan namazi? Then start doing dhikrullah. Yes, so just like we spend money, mashallah, in Ramadan, mashallah, people come, they come and they take with Allah's fadl, grace, and they take their money out. What is this? Because the shaitan's being controlled by Allah. Same way, Allah says, if you want to spend it the same way, you want to spend your house folk, your family, and nafal and zakat, because spending is such an action, it's an ocean. It's an ocean that the more, so much money you take out, the waves will come back, the river will come, and it will make, replace the waters. When a person spends in the path of Allah, doesn't matter how much he spends, but his money, Allah Ta'ala will replace it and be the same. Subhanallah, great ni'mas of Allah. Salah, spending Allah's way, Allah's path, and taking, going away from cowardice. Whenever Allah calls out, a person becomes brave again and courageous and stands. This is called the brave person. Not braveness that, I got 100 and I went to this market, I've got a shop there, I've got a business place there, a premise there. We think that person's courageous, he's brave, he's strong, he's earning. This is not bravery. Bravery is this. Strong is this, the way of Allah Ta'ala calls a man, stands firm. Stands firm. Subhanallah. That, well, is the cure for all of this? What's the prescription? Fa'aktharu. Abundance kathir, do dhikrullah. Remember Allah in high quantity, and your life will be the life of like Ramadan. The rest of your life. That's why we're sat here, my brothers. That's why we're sat here. Why we sat here? To do the dhikr of Allah. So is this just restrained and confined to Ramadan? I'll come after Ramadan as well, inshallah, if my health is good with Allah's fadl. I'm not going to stop, am I? So this, brothers, we need to do this. How shall we do this? Kathir dhikr. Now tell me, how do we do this? Abundance of dhikr, high quantity. If we take the tasbih, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, tasbih, okay, that's it, finished. This, you have finished this, and shaitan will come back to you inside again, say subhanallah. Yes, the amount of time you do dhikr, shaitan will run. This is what Mujaddid al-Laftani, they said, soon as you stop doing dhikr, shaitan will come back into your heart. Then what do we say? Yaar, I did tasbih, I did dhikr. I don't know why my heart doesn't feel to do good. I don't feel like praying salah, etc. Oh, servants of Allah, Allah Subhanahu said, Fakthar, kathir dhikr, abundance of dhikr. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu dhkurullaha dhikran kathira, wa sabbihuhu bukratan wa asila, wa alladhi yusalli alaykum wa malaikatahu yukhrijum min adh-dhulumati ila an-nur. O people of Iman, do dhikr of Allah kathir in abundance, not one tasbih, not five tasbihs, not 12 tasbihs. This is not the definition of dhikr. Fadhkurullah kathira. Allah says, wa dhkurullaha dhikran kathira. If you become the person who does dhikr kathir, yusalli malaika, this is your Rabb and his angels will send rahmah upon you. Allahu Akbar. This is Allah's Quran that is speaking here. So tasbihs, 10 tasbihs, this is not the case. Allah says, I instruct you to do kathir dhikr. How do you do kathir dhikr? Not the dhikr of the tongue. No, no, no. The tongue will stop. You'll sleep, the tongue will stop. I gave you a machine, a generator. Do dhikr with that generator. Do, yes, that this 1 month that you spent, do dhikr with that kathir dhikr. That does that machine, that generator that we call qalbi dhikr, dhikr of the heart. What is that machine, the generator? The heart. The heart, it's a generator. It's a tasbih, a spiritual tasbih. Allah's made this as a tasbih. Do tasbih stop? No. Allah says, you stop the tasbih, shaitan will come again. But the heart doesn't stop. It will not cease and your dhikr will not cease. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. As long as your heart moves, motors are long, as long as they're doing that, if you learn dhikr qalbi from a wali Allah, from a sheikh, from a teacher, you have to learn this dhikr of the heart. It's prescribed with permission. If you learn this dhikr and you're great and you start doing that, not that you're given the Mercedes, you say, oh, I've got the Mercedes now, but you're not driving the Mercedes, it's stood parked outside. And for going to London, you sit on the bus. So is the Mercedes giving you benefit? No. So those people who learn, then you have to do that dhikr after, subhanAllah. You don't just learn it. You have to do it. You have to implement it. Oh, I'll do dhikr. Then what about tilawat Quran? Who told you to stop doing tilawat Quran? Oh, what will I do? How will I do tabligh? Who stopped you doing tabligh if you learn dhikr of Allah? I teach hadith. Who told you to stop teaching hadith? Your hadith teacher, does your heart not motor along at the same time? It does. When you recite Quran, is your heart not beating? It beats at the same time. When you do tabligh, is your heart not beating? It's beating. So if your heart is beating, then do dhikr at the same time then. Subhanallah. Say subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala has given us a system in parallel. So heart assigned to the dhikr of Allah. In other words, you sat down and in your hand is this. Forget the tasbihs in your hand. Forget tasbih. Sahaba Ikram, when did they take the tasbih in their hand? The noble coming. Their heart would beat, mashallah, motor along. Their hearts. Concentrate on the heart. Pay attention to the heart. Every second you should be paying attention to your heart. Every second you're saying, Allah, Allah, Allah. How can the shaitan come to your heart then? Shaitan will never come. If you say, Alladhina yadhkuruna al-qiyama wa qu'udan wa ala junubihim, Allah says in the Quran. The Allah says, I want that dhikr. Whether you sleep, you're doing dhikr. Yes. And that's when the shaitan attacks the most. When a person's lying down, sleeping, makes a person mad. So we sleep. We don't know what's dhikr. Oh, I've done tasbih. I've done the rosary beads, we've slept. The rest then shaitan comes inside. So make your heart in such a way, الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ. This is whether you're walking doing dhikr, whether you're stood you're doing dhikr, where you're sleeping, reclining doing dhikr, where you're speaking you're doing dhikr at the same time. Every condition and state and posture, you're doing dhikr of Allah. How can you do that? How can you do that? Come, it's Ramadan, whoever wants to learn, come, come, alhamdulillah, within 2 seconds, I will teach you this dhikr, and you start working hard, you'll become a dhakir, alhamdulillah. Yes, you can't say to Allah tomorrow, oh, I was ashamed, I didn't want to learn dhikr, do dhikr. Okay, Allah says, your choice, the Ramadan's going, depart and then see what will happen afterwards. If you don't do dhikr then. This biwala dhikr will not give you success. Let me tell you, dhikr will continue, it's the dhikr of the heart that will give success. Quran and Hadith, I'm telling you, the light of Quran and Hadith, Allah has demanded which dhikr? Dhikr wadhkuru la kathira la'allakum tuflihun. That not the minor dhikr, not small dhikr. No, not small grade dhikr. I want high grade dhikr. I'm giving you guarantee on the high grade dhikr, dhikr of the heart, that will give you success. And shaitan will leave you then. He will leave you. May Allah Ta'ala, with the sadaq of this Ramadan, make us proper namazis. And may Allah Ta'ala give us. Because oh, shaitan stops us from doing dhikr as well, isn't it? Because he wants to go to them. No, 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 don't do dhikr. Shaitan will say, do this. Don't do dhikr. Do this action. Allah says, everything do, but in parallel, do dhikr in parallel at the same time. Hadith, Rasulullah was asked, that what is the best salah? Dhikrullah. What is the best sadaqah? Dhikrullah. What is the best hajj? He said, dhikrullah. What does this mean? That all these amal you do, if you do in parallel with dhikr, shaitan will not be with you. All those actions are qabool, accepted beyond accepting. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. My brothers, may Allah Ta'ala give us all the ability to be dhakir. May Allah make me and you as well dhakir. And people who do dhikr, I said these few things, with Ramadan is departing. This can also become part of Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, with this nurani feeling, we can understand our mistakes, our errors, and what we need to do and what we should do. Come, let's recite the Durood Sharif.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والحمد لله رب العالمين یا اللہ تو اپنے فضل کرم سے ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما. یا اللہ جتنی دعائیں ہم نے ذکر میں مانگی میرے ہمارا قبول فرما. یا اللہ ہر مصیبت سے، پریشانی سے، بیماری سے، آفات سے میرے مولا ہماری حفاظت فرما، ہمارے گھر والوں کی حفاظت فرما، پوری امت کی حفاظت فرما. یا اللہ جو بیمار ہیں ان کو شفا کاملہ آج نصیب فرما، جو پریشان ہیں ان کی پریشانی کو دور فرما. اے میرے مولا، اے میرے مولا، ہمیں ہدایت کا راستہ نصیب فرما، ہدایت پہ قائم فرما اور ہمارے لیے آسان فرما. نفس و شیطان سے میرے مولا ہمیں بچا، لڑنے کی طاقت نصیب فرما. یا اللہ جو طریقے تو نے ہمیں قرآن حدیث میں بتائے ان پہ چلنے کی ہمیں توفیق نصیب فرما، نیک اور سہلا لوگوں کی ہمیں صحبت نصیب فرما، ہر وقت ہمیں ذکر مشغول فرما. یا اللہ ہمارے دنوں سے دنیا کی محبت یا اللہ دور فرما، اپنی محبت معرفت عرفان عطا فرما، ایکان عطا فرما، ایمان عطا فرما، اس سب کی ہمیں حقیقت نصیب فرما. اے میرے مولا جتنی بھی زندگی دے تو اپنی یاد میں، اپنی محبت میں، اپنی طاعت میں گزارنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما. اے میرے مولا جو جو بھی جہاں بھی ذکر میں شامل ہوئے میرے مولا ان سب کو تو میرے مولا اپنی شان کے مطابق ثواب نصیب فرما. یا اللہ ہمارا رمضان قبول فرما، رمضان کے ٹوٹی پھوٹی عبادتوں کو قبول فرما. اے میرے مولا اپنی رحمت سے ہمارے ہر باتوں کو قبول فرما. یا اللہ ہمارے ماں باپ کی بخشش فرما، یا اللہ ہمارے ماں باپ کی بخشش فرما. یا اللہ ہمارے عزیز و اقارب جاننے والے دوست، ہمارے سلسلے کے جتنے ساتھی اس دنیا سے چلے گئے میرے مولا اپنی رحمت میں خاص جگہ عطا فرما، جنت فردوس میں عطا فرما. یا رحمان اپنے فضل سے، اپنے کرم سے، اپنے حبیب کے صدقے سے ہمارے رمضان کی آخری گھڑیوں کے اندر ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما. وصلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی خیر خلقہ محمد وآلہ وصحبہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین.